This is New Horizons, the weekly program from Blind Citizens Australia, the united voice of blind and vision impaired Australians.
Write our dreams down, Future Road.
Hello, I'm Vaughan Bennison with this week's edition of New Horizons. Thanks for your company. This week we conclude our series on My Aged Care. A couple of weeks ago we spoke to Lynn Davis, who holds the portfolio on the Blind Citizens Australia Board for the NDIS and My Aged Care. Last week, you remember, we spoke to Pearl and Peter Sumner, both of whom live in Victoria and are participants in the My Aged Care program. This week, though, we go to the other side of the coin. We're going to talk to Karen Knight. Karen is the manager for Queensland, Northern New South Wales and the Northern Territory with Vision Australia. Karen, welcome back to New Horizons.
Thanks, Vaughan. It's been some time since I've been on this program.
As you know, we've been featuring in the last few weeks the My Aged Care program. We know that things have had to change from the point of view of a service provider in terms of service delivery. Do you want to just go over some of those changes for us?
My Aged Care in itself, it's not a system, it's just an information gateway where people can contact either by phone or by accessing it online. They talk to someone about their needs and then they are referred to an assessor. That assessment process can be done where the client wants, when they want. So in the client's home, for example, it's not the service provider that does it, it's an independent assessor. And then as a result of that assessment, there's a plan that's developed. There are three levels in the aged care sector. The first level is the Commonwealth Home Support Program, which we term CHISP. It's important to remember that CHISP is now operating in all states of Australia except Victoria and except Western Australia. So with the CHISP program, that's the entry-level category where someone is likely to get around an average package of $2,000 to $4,000 a year. And it could be a plan that is ongoing for a year, or it might be a plan that's 8 to 12 weeks in duration. You know, they might have had a particular medical setback that they need some extra support to remain independent. And the individual gets the services from their chosen service provider. They decide who they wish those services to be allocated to. Then if people get to a point where they need extra support, they can have a home care package. And a home care package is allocated to many fewer people. So for the CHISP program that we talked about first, there's about 800,000 Australians who access that. For the home care packages, there's 80,000. And the home care packages are between $7,000 and $47,000 a year. So you can see that it's on a much bigger scale. And then third tier is the nursing home system, where the government provides 180,000 Australians places in nursing homes. They fund it for $200 a day, and then on top of that, people pay 85% of their pension, and you know, they work out with that provider how much they pay it and how they pay it. So for a service provider like Vision Australia, it's meant a number of changes. Firstly, people have to go through the register with My Aged Care, with the gateway. They get the plan. And so our service providers every day need to log in to the system and they would receive referrals if people have allocated us as their service provider. The really important thing that happened in negotiating these changes was that a new category was introduced called Specialised Support Services Vision. So in the aged care sector, prior to this time, there'd never been such a thing as Specialised Support Services Vision. So if anyone does have a vision impairment, they need to make sure that that category is on their plan. So then they can come to a service provider. They can also come to us for some of the other kinds of service categories, but certainly that really is a catch-all for a vision impaired services. When you come to the service provider, you might be allocated different service subtypes. You might be allocated services under allied health. Or another important gain that we've made is aids and equipment. There used to be a cap on aids of equipment of $500 a year. We've had that lifted to $1,000, and we've also advocated for 5 years of allocation to be combined to make $5,000 to pay for some of that high-end equipment that we know that people who are blind or have low vision need. So that's an important thing to talk about when with the assessor as well, talking about equipment. Vision Australia only has 60 home care packages in Victoria, so we're not a huge player in that space. However, if you do have a home care package, you can use part of your home care package to come and purchase services from us. That's how it works. Same if you're in a nursing home and you needed some of our services, the allocation that you get from the government can be used by the nursing home to purchase services for you from us.
How is the rate at which those services are charged determined?
There's a few different things here. Firstly, in a package, there is negotiated with the government a rate for allied health, and that's not particularly for Vision Australia. That's an allied health rate right across the service provider spectrum. There's been lots of discussion and talk around fees and co-contribution, and so they are two different things. So with the level one, which is the community home support program, there are co-contributions that we can talk about, but in levels two and three, it's more of a fee. Now, fees and co-contributions in the aged care space aren't new. Fees have been around since 1963, and the co-contributions have been around since 1986. About 75% of service providers have a policy and procedure for co-contributions. So, and in October last year, a client contribution framework was released, and that gave guidance to service providers about co-contributions. It talked about the fact that they needed a policy and procedure. It gave them some guidance about how to do that, and it gave some guidance around, it really was about transparency. When you are charged a co-contribution, that has to be directed back into services. It has to be used to enhance services. Now, we're covered under that, so we do have to have a fee policy, like a co-contribution policy and procedure. We've started that process. We've done a bit of consultation at the end of last year. We've put together a draft. We have to do lots more consultation. And, you know, there hasn't been a decision yet about how we will charge or what that co-contribution would apply to. But most people who have received CHISP services, and they used to be called HAC services, so many of our listeners would know and have been receiving some of those services, whether it be shopping, mowing, etc., would be used to paying a bit for that. You know, it might be $10 a time. But it is means tested. So in all of these things, if people have significant hardship, then the fee is waived. It's not meant to at all exclude people from services. It is a journey that we're on. In some way, Vision Australia is playing catch-up in the sector, because lots of other people are well and truly doing this.
And certainly moving into the future, as they get all of the issues ironed out, it's going to be a huge step forward for people.
Look, I think so. I think it will actually give them access to things that they haven't had before, and, you know, in a way that's planned and organised, and that most importantly they have control over. At the moment, until the end of 2018, when we get people coming to us, we draw down on our block grant. But, you know, by that time, then people will have their own packages. They will go and get their assessment done. They'll have their package allocated to someone that they choose. It'll be very transparent about where the money is going, and they'll have much more control.
So what sort of services specifically does Vision Australia provide under this system?
So under this system, we provide quite an extensive range of services. Because we've got that category, Specialised Support Services Vision, that includes almost anything we do. So we have orientation and mobility services, independent living support, and we have our quality living groups, which is around people experiencing vision loss, getting together for an 8-week program to talk through a number of things that people are sharing and experiencing, and it really kind of connects people that maybe have never before needed to be connected to the vision impaired community. It's a great service, and many people continue to contact people from the group after it's finished. There's telelink services where we connect people once a week, once a fortnight on special interest issues. So there might be a group doing crossword puzzle. There might be a group talking about cooking, another one talking about gardening. There's other language groups, book reviews, book clubs, etc. So there's a whole different range of interest areas there. Assistive technology support, so understanding what people's needs are in that area and helping them meet those needs, whether it's starting to learn about access technology, whether it's using screen reader. Often these days it's about using Apple products. So there's a wide range of services that we can help with. Sometimes there'll be aspects of a package that we can't do, but we'll be exploring partnerships to assist with that. So, yeah, our range of services that we provide is just tailored according to the plan that someone has. And we kind of put the feedback that we provide to the client back into the system, and then the plan is updated so people can move on to their next goals that they want to achieve.
And because the service provision is the client's choice, clients are free and open to go to any service provider for any one of those services or other services mm-hmm. that they require.
Absolutely they are, yes. And I think that's the real value. It's not about any longer about, this is the service provider and this is what we offer, so this is what you need to have. This is about what you need and who can best give it to you.
Now, Karen, just before we finish up, have you got any further comments for listeners?
Yes, Vaughan. I think it's very important for organisations like Vision Australia and individuals to take opportunities to be a part of influencing reform, not separated from it. So if there are opportunities to do that, really, I encourage you to take advantage of them. Also, Vision Australia will be consulting with stakeholders around aged care in the coming months. So watch out for those opportunities and please be involved.
And we'll try on New Horizons to let you know if any of those opportunities come up as we find out about them as well. Karen Knight, thanks very much for joining us this week. And I've no doubt that we'll be hearing from you again in the future.
Thank you.
And that was our guest for this week's program, Karen Knight. She's the manager for Queensland, Northern New South Wales and the Northern Territory with Vision Australia. Now, just recently, Blind Citizens Australia released a media statement imploring the government to take a look at some of the discrepancies between the aged care reforms and the NDIS. And some of the things that are included in that might be things like the co-payments and fees, also some of the things that are covered in the NDIS, which aren't covered under the aged care program. So if you'd like to read that media release or you would like to add your thoughts, perhaps you could look at the BCA website, and that website is www.bca.org.au. Don't forget that if you'd like to give feedback on New Horizons, you can get in touch with me directly. The email address to do that is new.horizons@bca.org.au. That's new.horizons@bca.org.au. I look forward to hearing from you. I'm Vaughan Bennison. It's been a pleasure to have your company over the last 15 minutes or so. I'll be back next week as we look towards New Horizons.
To contact Blind Citizens Australia about this program or any other issue, call 1800 033 660. That's 1800 033 660. Or email bca@bca.org.au. This program is also available on the website at bca.org.au.